My guest is video artist Bill Viola. The Museum of Modern Art in New York is currently devoting its first major video exhibit to a retrospective of Viola's videotapes and sound installations. Viola was one of the pioneer artists who began working with video when portable technology made the medium accessible to people outside the television industry. In 1979, Viola shot a tape in the Sahara Desert called A Portrait in Light and Heat. He was fascinated with visual distortions and mirages as seen through the video camera. Through that tape and others, he's developed an almost painterly use of the medium. Viola's interest in state-of-the-art video technology led to a position as an artist-in-residence at a Sony lab in Japan. But his career had a shaky beginning. Viola was studying electronic music at Syracuse University when he discovered video. His first experience with the new portable equipment was a disaster.
It was in the winter time, I remember, and I was walking home with it all excited that I was going to be able to make my own tape and stuff like that, and this was the first time I was using it on my own. It was very, you know, intimate and sort of real... special. And there was some ice on the ground, and I slipped and flew up into the air like classic sort of Charlie Chaplin kind of image and landed right on top of the machine. Little parts rolled out all over the floor. It was just like one of those classic, like, you know, destruction kind of scenarios. And I brought it back in a shoebox the next morning, and I was actually blacklisted from signing out equipment for about 4 months after that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it kind of got over my, you know, sort of fears of getting electrocuted when you plug something into the wall real quick.
Yeah, the worst possible happened to you on the first day.
The worst possible. It made it very, very mortal, this kind of fragile equipment that could be crushed by a falling body.
When you finally took it out another time and you got to actually make a tape, what was that first tape like?
Well, I have a whole bunch of early tapes that I made that I keep under lock and key, because should they be revealed to the general public, my career would probably be in shambles. In other words, they're probably some of the most boring tapes you'd ever want to see. But I think I found that the time, when I look back on that, even though these works were just nothing more than just recording, literally my own room where I live, the street where I walk down every day, the most powerful thing about the experience of video for me at the beginning was this sort of revelatory knowledge that it imparted. Like the street you walk down, you're not, you know, you don't know what color that house is next door, and you know what, how many trees are on the block and stuff. And then you tape it and you watch that tape and you literally see things that you've never seen before.
So your early work had a lot to do with the properties of electronic image, but I think later on, as your work matured, you got more and more interested in the image itself.
Yeah.
And you started to do a lot of work on landscapes, for instance, images in the desert, images on the plains. Were there any turning points in your work where you started to shift away from the technology and realize that you were going to be interested in more poetic images images?
Yeah, I think what happened was, as I was doing this work at the beginning and focusing on the technology, and also, of course, at the same time, you're learning, right? I mean, it's like, you know, I make the analogy a lot to music, learning to play the piano. You know, your beginning experiences are very physical, and then you get to this point when the mechanics are sort of down, and all of a sudden you find your eyes are closed, and the notes are all together, and you're playing this thing called music. That's a necessary point for anybody to go through when learning a new tool, and that's what happened to me as well with video. And all of the time I was doing that kind of work, I guess I realized finally at one point that there was something missing. I mean, literally missing. So I became that at that point, I remember it was very clear. I really got interested in perception. And I figured I had spent this time learning the technology of the camera and the recorder. And there was a whole other set of technologies, of physical systems that I wasn't understanding at all, that was actually absolutely fundamental to the reception of the work by the people I was trying to reach. And that was how the eye works, how the ear works, how the brain processes information, and so on.
Now, a lot of people, if they were able to get their hands on portable cameras and portable video tape recorders, would want to do like their own version of the Merv Griffin show or their own version of television commercials. Do you know what I mean? What made you want to do something really different from what you'd seen on television?
I guess, you know, at that time, it's something I don't really, you know, believe in anymore. I think it's a misinterpretation of the notion of avant-garde, and that is to be different just to be different. But I'd have to admit that at that time, that was very much a part of my life. I mean, I wanted to dress differently. I wanted to look differently. I wanted to act differently. I wanted to eat different food. I wanted to make different images. That's why I never sort of thought Saturday Night Live was all that funny, because they just like imitate the news. And I had high school students doing that in a lot of my workshops.
Your latest video is called I Do Not Know What It Is I Am Like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a way a study of behavior, of animal behavior, and then you turn the camera on yourself. And after watching bison graze and owls up in the trees, you've turned the camera on yourself in your office, and you're editing tape and taking notes. Why did you want to do that? I mean, was this a kind of comparison of who you are to who animals are?
You want a short answer? Yes. My latest tape is a question, actually. And the title, even though it's not punctuated by a question mark, it kind of infers some kind of, you know, questioning, you know, pose. I do not know what it is I am like, you know. It was really a question of trying to understand where we belong in the natural order, you know. There are, like you said, images in the piece of bison grazing sort of endlessly on this endless plane. There's an endless time and endless visual sense to it as well. And then there's this guy who's myself in his room, surrounded by common sort of domestic things, coffee cup, you know, a TV. There's a pad on the desktop, and it's in sort of at night in a kind of a living room looking situation. And that is as well is part of the natural order, you know. And we feel a separation from nature. But I was really trying to question, what is it that we are like? I mean, how do we fit into this kind of, you know, the structure of things, so to speak?
You've been an artist in residence at least one public television station. And it's a great opportunity for a video artist to be an artist in residence, because it gets you state-of-the-art video technology. It's, I guess, mostly the TV stations that have the most sophisticated video technology.
Right.
When you were an artist in residence, did you find that you learned from the TV producers and that they learned from you?
Well,
you're working in two really different mediums, even though you're sharing the same technology.
Yeah, that's really true, and I'm glad you said that in a way. I mean, some people would argue that it's not really a different medium. Video is the raw material of television, but they're very different. The thing, I guess, on a positive side, the thing that excites me so much about video is that it is so broad, and it's becoming broader. But there was still this funny separation that still persists. I mean, you can see a lot of stuff on television today, and the same can be said with music, that is directly incorporates ideas and things worked out by artists in either isolation or amongst themselves or in some sort of, quote, underground kind of situation. And yet it never kind of crosses. There's very few people that manage to cross over on the threshold. There's a kind of a taking that's involved. That a lot of artists get very bitter about. I just kind of look at it as, you know, it's just sort of what happens. These ideas, once you make something, your idea just goes out there in the air, so to speak.
Do you watch television much?
No.
Why not?
I'm too busy.
Uh-huh.
It takes up too much time, and I get more
information. But you're not interested in seeing what the world of television is doing with video technology?
Well, I kind of see it. I mean, you can't avoid it. You know, I mean, living in this country, saying, you know, are you aware of what's going on in television is sort of like asking a fish, are they aware of water? You know, I mean, yeah, it just comes through. It seeps through whether you want it or not. No, I'm not that interested really in watching television.
Video cassette recorders have brought a lot of new movies into living rooms. Do you think that video cassette technology, home video cassette technology, is ever going to bring video art into living rooms?
Well, my work, for example, is available to the home market. And there's a number of other examples of that, too. There are works out there, and there will be more. I look at the system of the VCR as a kind of a physical network that's been put in place, that's been physically put in place in this country in the last 5 years. There are X number of million VCRs out there now. That's sort of like running cable out to everybody's house, or it's sort of like putting up an antenna. It means that there is a technical system in place where people can play back individual tapes in their home, and that for me is probably the best kind of situation I can imagine for them to have that. Like with a book of poetry, to have that individual relationship with the work that I do.
Bill, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Sure. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
A retrospective of Bill Viola's work is currently on exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Bill Viola spoke to us from the NPR Bureau in Los Angeles. This is Fresh Air.